Coach Carlos Quarles, and Coach, man, what a ball game.
Yeah, it was a great ball game. Franklin's a hell of a team, and you know, playing here, it's going to be tough, so I'm just glad we got the win.
You knew what happened last time they played in December. It was going to be a very, very tough, physical, competitive ball game tonight.
Yes, I knew it was going to be tough. You know, I just like, when we come here, they're going to want to get us back from the first game. You know, they're a very good team, so, you know, we had to come focused and try to grind out a dub any kind of way we can.
This kind of game is good for y'all because postseason right around the corner. You need some tough physical games like that to get you ready for that 14-inch tournament.
Most definitely. We're trying to use all these games to get us prepared for that. That first round game is going to be a bear. So these games is going to kind of sharpen our iron a little bit, get us prepared. So just glad to get out of here. No injuries. Got the win.
First game was all about Braden Rowe, and he scored a lot of points. But this game, Hosey and Linhart and others stepped up when they were pretty much concentrating on Rowe, and they kept him pretty much in check tonight.
Yes. We got guys that's always ready to step up when it's their turn. It's going to be a lot of times with our team is somebody new, somebody different every night. So we know we can count on each other. So they stepped up when they needed to.
What's about your guys that they didn't panic when, you know, we down to what was it, 8 point or 1.3 seconds left, and was able to play and get fouled in the process too as well. They didn't panic and they didn't they executed pretty much.
They executed. They did exactly what they needed to do. I'm proud of those guys, and we made the free throws when we needed to. Just getting out of here with the win is the most important thing. Mission accomplished.
You got two games left, don't you, for the regular season end?
Yes.
All right, so how are you getting ready for Bowling Green in next week with these two last games for regular season?
Yes, for sure. We're going to try to fine-tune and then start slowly implementing our game plan. You know, Bowling Green's top 10 team in the state, but we played them tough both times, so I think we'll get ourselves prepared and we'll be ready to go.
All right, thanks, Coach Charles. Congratulations. That's a tough one, Coach. Go ahead and talk about tonight's game.
Sure, it was just back and forth, man. We got to do a little better job of executing. I think in the third quarter we relaxed and let them get back in the game.
Yeah, that was a quarter where you didn't score 10 points off in the free throw line. You didn't make a field goal at all in that quarter.
Really? Well, I mean, it was rough, man. It was, you know, again, I think we relaxed. And they got going, and then it became a dogfight. So, you know, we've got to do a little better job. Execute.
These are games that I know you want your guys to experience, though, because we're getting close to postseason where it's pretty much win or go home.
Oh, yeah, it's good. I mean, it's good. It's good for us to be in that tight game. You know, you like for it to come out the other way, but it's got to do a little better. Like I said, man, execution, you're playing close games. Got to execute down the stretch, and we didn't do it.
Another one on Tuesday night at Warren East.
It's going to be a tough one, man. It'll be their senior night, so we got to make sure we're ready to go and play.
You played back in December. Can you implement the same game plan? Because I know you did a good job on executing on Andrews.
Yeah, they're playing much better, so we got to play much better. It's all right. We'll go ready to play, and we're going to play good.
All right. That's